HDFT, vegetarian with Dr. Tamam Muhammad. Data services, January 22, 2013. Patient name is Michael Henderson, MICHAELHENDERSON. Date of birth is June 28, 1972. Primary care physician is none. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic, no next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up, next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Henderson today with past medical history significant for hypertension. Of coronary artery disease, status post left heart cath, done on in June 7, 2012.
Try to make it look interesting.
He came to our clinic as a follow-up period. On today's visit, the patient complains of palpitation for a few years that are episodic, a frequency of about 3 to 4 times per month, is aggravated by exertion and smoking. It has no relieving factors, period. It is associated with mild chest pain, grade 1 by 10, non-radiating, and relieved by rest, and last for about 5 minutes, period. He denies any shortness of breath, orthopnea, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, bilateral leg edema, claudication, dizziness, presyncopal or syncopal episodes, period. Next paragraph, past medical history significant for number one, hypertension. Number two, non-obstructive coronary artery disease status post left heart catheterization on June 7, 2012. Past surgical history is significant. Paragraph. Social history is significant for smoking half pack a day for 26 years. Drinking alcohol, one pint per night.
Tell the doctor, if he's complaining of something, the doctor is going to do something wrong. If he's not,
as well as binge drinking.
Whatever the doctor.
And marijuana, smoking.
You live there for a while?
Period. Next paragraph, family history is significant for chronic kidney disease and diabetes. Next paragraph, current medications include carvedilol 12.5 mg twice daily, lisinopril 20 mg.
I do too.
OD.
The people are nicer down there.
It's my aspirin 81 mg OD.
I have to walk like 7 minutes from
this morning.
Yeah, I just live near Stanley.
Aldectone 25 mg.
Less than 10 degree Fahrenheit weather, huh?
Per next paragraph.
And your nose was cold this morning?
Allergies. No known drug allergies. Unknown. Period. Physical examination, vital signs today, blood pressure 159 by 100, heart rate 91 per minute, weight 200 pounds, height 5'11". Period. Please copy normal physical examination template. Per next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number one.
Just what we're talking about right here. From there, we as a company render the CT.
Lab chemistry is done on June 8, 2012. Shows sodium 136, potassium 5, chloride 103, carbon dioxide 23, anion gap 10, glucose 98, urine nitrogen 18, creatinine 1.3.
60 days.
Next point.
Right, I mean, most people aren't ever completely sure.
Blood hematology report from June 8, 2012 shows WBC 13.1, RBC 4.82, hemoglobin 13.9, hematocrit 41.3, MCV 85.7.
He's been treated with calibration. And he's a sinus disease. Actually, yeah, and he has after that, he had a defibrillator and a pacemaker, so.
Okay, so he's inside.
Any kid you done on.
The other biggest contraindication is prior to.
January 22, 2013 shows abnormal EKG with PVCs.
Sensor 5.
Period.
Anytime that the pericardium has been.
Next point.
Because we then can't put our can. Remember, we need to go inside the pericardial space. So if they've had chest surgery.
Please.
Yep, that means they open the chest.
Chest x-ray done on October 28, 2011 shows a remarkable examination. An echocardiogram done on October 29, 2011 showed ejection fraction of 30%. next paragraph, assessment and plan, consists of heart failure. The patient is a known patient of dilated cardiomyopathy with the most recent echocardiogram done on October 29, 2011, showing ejection fraction of only 30%, period. We are assessing the patient with a follow-up echo on today's visit for a possible AICD placement procedure. Period. We will continue to monitor his condition as follow-up appointment in 4 weeks or sooner if necessary. Period. Next point. Due to the patient not having any insurance, we have.
These five bills have already.
And because he refuses,
No, they're not.
The test will be done on today's visit. We will continue to monitor his condition and his follow-up appointment in 4 weeks.
One of the patients
and recommend the test.
I'm not sure if she was
at that time. Period. Next point. Okay. Coronary artery disease. The patient is a known case of non-obstructive coronary artery disease status, post left heart catheterization, done in June 7, 2012. Period. Under this visit, he complains of very mild chest pain, grade 1 by 10, and is not very concerned about it, period. We will continue to monitor his condition and his follow-up appointment in 4 weeks, or sooner if necessary, period. Next point, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 159 by 100.
T-E-R space H-A-R-D-Y.
Which is high, period. The patient did not take his medications today, period. We advise the patient to stay compliant to his medication plan and follow up with his primary care physician regarding this matter, period. We will continue to monitor his condition his appointment in 4 weeks, period. Next point. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Henderson. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions concerned. We will see Mr. Henderson back in 4 weeks, period. In the meanwhile, he's instructed to follow with his primary care physician. Period. Thank you very much. Fahad Aftab, FHD, FTAB, dictating for Dr. Tamam Muhammad. This is the end of this dictation period.